Okay, I'm fine with that. All right. Okay, so 3, 2, 1. We're going to start. Yeah. So, hey, everybody. I don't know why I did a countdown.
That was new.
It's going to blow!
It's because we've been attempting, or I have been attempting to get this going for a while, and we got stuck on Star Trek conversation and then bathroom break, and then what do we name the AI, and what does he sound like? And so now I just did a countdown, and I guess it worked because we're going. As always, I am Mason, the GM for episode 17, which we're almost to 20. That's pretty freaking awesome.
And I am Jada Scant, a warrior priest. I'm Stan, who plays Jada Scant, a warrior priest, I should say.
I'm Bailey, playing Tassan Nar, who's a human computer specialist.
I'm John, playing Admiral Amasorian Kane, who is now Captain Amasorian Kane, a human admiral.
This is Jeff. I play Hatal, which is a Katal warrior. Warrior poet, actually.
He's a cat.
I am excited about that. What is interesting is this is like the third or fourth episode in a row where Stan has said he's Jada Scant and has to correct himself saying,
right.
Stan playing Jada.
I know. Well,
full immersion.
When I've asked my wife to start calling me Jada, she knows things are not.
That's where things get bad.
Yeah.
That's a little uncomfortable right now.
I am brain farting on my script for the intro. And I don't know what's at.
Do you have...
It should be the podcast director.
We are killing it. It doesn't...
Can you cut this out?
You're so lucky, Patreons, to be paying for this every month. We'd like to thank you for paying every month for this high-quality content you're receiving.
Oh, they get the uncut?
Yeah.
Are we doing that? Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying, if you don't cut this, this is high-quality content.
If I don't cut this, this is
high-quality
content. Well, we reorganized our Google Drive folder, and now I don't know where on
it. I think it's in the podcast, right? Let me go look for
organization is the bane of podcast, apparently.
You just want to start over, maybe?
Maybe that might be good. This is not content anyone should pay for.
Does Tassan have electronic computers, comms? Or do you just have computers, but you have zero by default, right?
Well, yeah. Comms is on my list of skills to get a one in. I have like.
But you have a zero.
I have
electronic right now.
Zero.
Help you any.
It's in the /podcast directory. Would you want me to put it in the Traveler folder? Would that be easier for you?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you put it in both? That way he can find it faster next time.
Okay.
Or no, I'm probably still not going to find it. I never. This is the second time in a row I've forgotten to have that prepped.
Fine.
Good thing.
Okay,
it
should be in the Dicehaven/Traveler directory now.
Ooh, I found it. Okay.
Well worth somebody's $2 a month right here. I mean,
yeah, real quick.
Are we going to start over?
As electronics comms too.
Okay.
Why would we start over? That was awesome.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good content, actually.
You want to leave it? We'll just leave it in.
Failed intro.
That's horrible.
Hey, it's not failed. It's not failed yet because you know what? I've got it. And guess what, everyone? You're listening to the Dicehaven Actual Play Podcast. If you visit our patreon.com/Dicehaven, you can learn more about our show, access bonus content, and just say hey. And to all the backers out there, we are very, very grateful. And yeah, episode 17. Bam! The most sloppy intro I think we've done so far.
That might be...
Crushed it!
Might be worse than before we even had a script. That might actually be worse.
Oh, I told you, it's been one of those weeks.
Look, the first 17 episodes, that's where you work all the kinks out, okay?
Let's not nail down 17 yet, because I may need like 12 more.
We'll call this the kinky episode.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
I said it was wrong.
No. Okay.
You know what? I said we were throwing some kinks in.
We're talking about kinks being crimped, right? Not.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the fence. I think we'll just go with it. We're just going to go with it.
All right.
Yeah, unless, yeah. Here's the fun part. I could just cut out I could piecemeal this, cut it out however I want to.
Oh, yeah, of course you can.
That's fine. Are we are we going?
We're going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gentlemen, we got the SOS online. Let's immediately play it over the full, or inside the ship's cabin. Is everybody here on deck right now, or are we in a break? Like, I'm assuming Jadis was at the pilot position. Yeah, we're probably all here. We just came out of hyperspace.
Yeah. Ruben is probably down in the engineering thing.
That's perfect.
Did we all introduce ourselves?
Yes, we did. We did that before you forgot the intro. By the way, you're still killing it. Okay. You're literally killing it.
Yeah. All right, so just keep going then.
Okay, cool. Action. Tassan, please amplify the SOS signal and play it here in the bridge directly.
Chital,
are you here in the bridge?
Yes.
Great. Head up top to the go into the second deck and get into the first turret position. It's the pulse laser on the aft side of the vessel. Let me know once you've got up there. Head us towards it very slowly. Prepare to maneuver in evasive maneuvers until we figure out what sensor scans in a second.
Aye, aye.
Tassan, repeat the distress signal. What's it saying?
It's going to sound a lot like Mason. Here it comes. I'm going to replay it again.
It's mayday, mayday. Prison ship Altron in distress. Mayday, mayday. Prison ship Altron in distress.
Tassan, switch the computer over to evade 2 and take the verbal interface off and put us on virtual crew as well. That'll shift the bandwidth on the computer. And then can you start running a sensor scan to try and identify the location of the prison ship? Jadis, keep your eyes open and keep on evasive action. Chital, let us know when you get into the turret.
Kane, Captain, I am here.
Nice job, Chital. Just do a visual. If you see anything, let me know and just stay active. And if you see any missiles come in, run point defense if you're familiar with that.
Hey, Captain, I'm ready whenever the GM is ready for me to make rolls.
Yeah, go for it. You're doing electronic sensors?
Yeah.
All right.
That's making a detect. Detailed sensor scan is int or education. Oh, okay, well then. So let's see, that is a 0 plus 8 plus 10. So that's a 10 on my electronic sensors roll.
A 10?
Yes, that's correct.
Sensor
and it roll. Says making a detailed sensor scan is a routine, but it takes 1D times 10 minutes.
Okay. Roll that D then. So it takes 40 minutes, you said?
Yeah, to make a detailed sensor scan. And it's a routine 6 plus skill. And I rolled a 10.
I'm taking a peek here or something.
Yeah, space is big, so
yeah, you could also speed it up by making your difficulty higher.
Yeah, you could. Well, the distance matters too, so I'm checking those numbers out. Let's turn it. Okay. Cool. This, you're picking this up, and it's at a very long distance. So you've got...
Mason, actually at the very long range band, page 156.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay. Well, I'm on page 151.
Gotcha.
Yeah, in the rule book there. Yeah. The range band distances are the same, but 150, 151, it specifically deals with ranges and scanning.
Okay, perfect.
Cool. What kind of sensor do you have?
We have, let's see here, hold on.
Because I'm doing have, like...
Yeah, give me 2 seconds, I apologize. We have the improved tech level 12 sensor system, which gives me a +1 modifier. It includes densometers, jammeters, LIDAR, and radar. So you actually had a +1, so you rolled an 11 on that.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So you
spot when I made that roll, Captain Kane.
Yeah, so a very long passive radar and LIDAR, active is going to be minimal. So you just get the basic outline of a ship if you're doing active radar or LIDAR at this distance. The outline you get it looks like a very standard prison ship because you can cross-reference it with just ship schematics in the database, right? So you can verify based on your active radar LIDAR that it is, shape-wise, definitely a prison ship.
Tassan, any other bogeys on the scan? Anything else you pick up in the scan outside of just the prison ship?
Let me check. Let me double check that. Dial, push button.
Okay, so, and you rolled an 11, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't pick up any other ships in the area. So you're clearly the closest one to it.
Captain Kane, we're the closest. We're the only ship that I can see on the sensors.
Sasan, go and open up a hailing channel. See if you can make contact with the captain of the crew to identify and ascertain what the challenges are. Jadis, if you can, start taking us in. Take us in at medium speed, so half pulse drive. Save the other two for evasive maneuvers in case we spot something.
Very good.
Chital, keep your eyes open. Tell me if you see anything up top.
And are you still cycling that emergency broadcast that's coming out?
I would keep it coming through. Like, I would imagine, like, I have an earpiece or whatever, so I can listen to that in one ear.
Yeah. So one thing you notice is as it's cycling, repeating itself, it's kind of cuts in and out intermittently.
Shorting?
I'm going to say make an electronics comms check.
So comms is... I guess it's int, or it can be edu, looks like.
Either one, I'll let you pick here.
It's the same for me. So 9, 10, 11.
Okay, so based on what you're hearing, and this is, you just kind of pick it up as you're doing all this other stuff going on, because it's like background noise. It sounds like the fluctuations are a result of power spiking and fluctuating on the ship.
Okay. So I'll tell Captain Kane. Captain Kane, sounds like they're having power issues because the comm signal is fluctuating and cutting out a little bit.
I wonder if they have some kind of damage or maybe rioting. Yeah, please continue to try and do some contact to the ship and let me know once you contact them and see if you can ascertain as to their problem. Jadis is moving us in, and let them know that we're responding. After you attempt that for a few minutes, we're going to try and contact the planet to send at least a burst transmission that we've got an SOS up here.
Real quick, out of character, the gunner station is on the bridge, right?
No, it's actually on the second. You have to go up a deck, so it's on the second deck, and it's actually, there's three turrets on the second deck. So you like go up a stairwell to the second deck.
There's actually three gunner stations in there.
Yeah, there's three up there.
Oh, there is. Okay, because I'm looking at the map. At station number 4 on the right says gunner, but is that starboard gunner?
Hold on. Let me double check. I'm looking at the map, too.
Yeah, there's... Jeff, I think there's a port and a starboard gunner, and then there's one up top also.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're right. Yeah, there's the port, the starboard, and then there's the... you're right. I'm wrong. That's
they're not tied
the
together?
Station. No, yeah. You're correct. I'm wrong. That's they're the like, station. The actual
okay,
turrets
so
are
can,
on the second
deck. I can control all three turrets from that station, though, right?
That is correct. And you can only... Out of game, you can only fire one during a turn. That's why we have what's called virtual crew. They can shoot the other two.
The other ones.
Exactly.
Okay. That's fine.
Sorry about that.
Kane, Captain, if this one may.
Yes, absolutely.
If I was hunting, I would lure in my prey with a false cry and lure the herd in.
I agree with you completely. We need to be very careful. That's why we're moving it at half speed. I totally agree. Please keep your eyes open.
I'll try to send an outbound signal to the prison ship.
Okay. Give me...
What was the name of the ship again? Sorry. Altron, I got it.
Altron, yeah.
Give you a what roll?
And it'd be like, I guess, IPS, Imperial Prison Ship, Altron. So you've got to try to... Because obviously they're having power fluctuations, okay? Mm-hmm. So you can attempt to compensate by maybe boosting your own signal, doing a very, like, kind of a more focused beam and less of a wide beam signal. So make a comms roll for that.
10.
Okay, so you get them and you wait a little bit, and then you get a response, actually. And it's still kind of broken up some, but you... not totally cutting out, but just like where they get a little bit quieter, a little bit louder, but you can still hear everything. What do you say?
I'll say this is the free trader Cat's Claw. Come in. Can you hear us?
Oh,
free trader Cat's Claw.
Well, thank God, Cat's Claw. I don't, not familiar, but you're a good guy, right?
Yeah. We got some Navy and Army guys on here. Yeah, what's going on with your ship?
Yeah, we had some crazy power fluctuation when we got in the system and everything's gone haywire. When that happened, there was a brief moment where all the lockdown systems turned off, and we've got a bit of a riot problem going on right now. We're kind of split up. The few of us that could make it into the barracks are trapped in the barracks, and the rest of us were not sure. Hold on, I gotta look at my notes here. Oh, and then some of them made it to the some of us made it to the bridge, and the rest of us are in the barracks, which is on the other side of the ship. But it's kind of chaos between the bridge and the barracks.
Yeah. Well, Captain Kane. So they had a power problem when they got into sector, and so basically they got a riot on their hands. So because the prison block opened up.
Zazan, can you open up the channel to the bridge so we can all hear it?
Yeah, I can totally do that.
Okay, perfect.
Right. And I won't make you roll that. You can just flip the switch.
So, Tassan, who are you speaking with again?
I don't. He didn't give me a name. IPS Ultron. He didn't give a name yet.
Yeah. What would be a good, what do you guys want to call this guy?
What's Captain his
name?
Lewis.
I know what his rank is, but what's his name?
Okay, Lewis.
Okay, cool. So this is Lieutenant Lewis. This is Lieutenant Lewis. Is this the captain of the Cat's Claw?
Yes, this is Captain Kane. Lieutenant Lewis, so you are on the prison ship, an Imperial prison ship. Can you send us your Imperial codes and your Imperial recognition, and also any information about your captain and the rest of your crew?
So as part of the distress signal, they ping out, the code is sent as well, like identify themselves. And that's pretty standard, right? Because you don't want, especially like legit business ships, don't want people to think it's a trap because they want help. So they're like, hey, this is me. So perfect. You've already got that signal.
Okay, awesome.
And it checks out, like it's good.
Perfect. Lieutenant, how's your captain and the rest of your crew, and how are you at, Tassan had mentioned you were quelling a riot?
Yeah, I'm on the bridge. The captain, I'm hoping, made it to the barracks. Got split up in the middle of that riot, but basically whatever happened with our power, it was a surge to the whole system, and the lockdown, all of our security measures shut off just long enough for the gates to fling open, and prisoners have been running amok all over the ship. It's kind of chaos, and we could definitely use some help. Because there's way more
Jadis,
of them than there are of us.
Yes, yes. Please be safe. Stay locked down. Jadis, what do you think the time frame is to get to the ship if we go full speed?
Jim, what would the
All right, so you were at very long, which is... we'll say 35,000 kilometers or kilometers.
So that'd be 25 thrust. We got a thrust of 4. So it'd be, what, seven turns?
Admiral roommate, I had an idea. Admiral.
Yeah, you call me Captain Kane. We can okay. Drop the admiral. Okay. I'm no longer an admiral.
Okay.
By the way, turn off the sending comm, please.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I turned that off. Captain Kane, don't you think they have like sleep gas in the prison section of the ship for like this very situation? Like they hit a button and like the sleep gas goes in the prison section of the. I would have that if I made the ship.
That's a great point. We should possibly retrofit our ship.
Yeah. Well, no, not on our ship. That'd be horrible. But I mean, for the prisoners, there should be like a button they hit that puts all the prisoners to sleep, right? And it releases the gas. See, that's what those should. I mean. You know, I wasn't in the prison design system of Glaxon Megacorp, but if I was, I probably would have suggested that for this situation.
Mason, out of game, do I have any idea like what kind of control mechanisms are on prison ships? My character probably never served on a prison ship. Do I have any idea?
You could make a roll for it.
Okay.
Yeah, make an intelligence.
I've got an 8 plus an intelligence of 1, so I got a 9.
Okay, you think that prison
intelligence
ships...
Intelligence of 2, I got a 10, sorry.
Okay, prison ships have generally a suite of security systems depending on the level of prison ship, right? Whether it's maximum or whatever. They're usually just meant as transportation vessels, so it's not meant for long-term security, but it's things like they'll have like blast-resistant portals, biometric scanners, video. They do have gas. That's pretty normal. They'll have, you know,
problem solved, Captain Kane.
Dual equipment and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Tassan, I think they do have different types of defenses. My understanding, I'm not sure how this particular ship is configured. While we're heading towards the ship, Tassan, do you mind trying to get a communication to the planet to let them know that we've got a ship in distress out here to see if they can send and make it a tight beam communication? There's Mason, there's no scout base here, right? There's no military base?
No, not here, not in Vishnu.
But there's definitely like a local or a or like an Imperial policing function that might be in.
There's a starport.
Actually, there's not an Imperial policing portion because you guys are outside of Imperial space.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, so I wonder what this like prison ship's doing. Yeah, I wonder what this prison ship's doing in neutral territory.
Hey, so Captain. You would, I mean, it's common. They
might be picking up Imperial prisoners or something in a transfer.
Oh, totally. Because while this isn't official Imperial space, this predominantly Imperial colonies. And so they may capture someone and who's an Imperial prisoner that's on the run or fleeing, and these ships will go out there occasionally and pick them up and bring them
pick
in.
Pick them up. Okay, yeah. Cool.
That kind of thing. And also, you know, like bounty hunters will turn in people and that kind of stuff, and then they'll just, as a prison ship makes a route, it'll pick them up and bring them back in.
Yeah, gentlemen, to the whole crew, what do you guys think? Any ideas and thoughts? I'm a little nervous now to send a communication to the space station. It might invite, you know, pirates or other people to come towards the ship. Maybe we head towards the vessel, you know, do some scanning as we go in, survey the situation, and then if we believe it's safe to dock, we can dock and try and render them aid. What do you think, gentlemen?
I think something may be afoot. Although the ship's codes have authenticated, do we have any reason to believe this Lieutenant Lewis is who he says he is? Perhaps he is perhaps they've taken over the ship and they're impersonating the crew.
I was thinking the same thing. That's why I was wondering if we could send a message to an Imperial officer and validate him as the pilot of the ship. I think that's a very valid point, Jadis. Other thoughts?
It is common practice for pirates to steal transponders and either use those to lure them in or find a ship that has most recently been captured that has updated codes. So the transponder should not be trusted wholesale.
Yes, I think that's fair. Tassan, any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's not pirates, and I hope their gas system works. I definitely don't think we can handle a full ship of, you know, I mean, we're good in a fight. We got a lot of stun stuff, but that's a lot of prisoners in there. It's a lot.
No, I agree. If anything, we'd want to land near the area and possibly do a vac suit run to help repair any kind of systems, maybe through engineering. But let's see what's going on. Okay, so it sounds like we're all saying be cautious, continue to move forward. Let's continue to scan the vessel, keep our eyes peeled, stay at the gunnery turret. Any other thoughts?
No, just I think we got to be really careful.
Yep, Tassan, keep scanning then for other ships and vessels. And if anybody has any ideas, now we can validate this lieutenant is truly a lieutenant. I might ask him where he went to Naval Academy.
Yeah, that's
maybe ask him a few questions. Yeah. Okay, cool. So,
Captain Kane.
Yeah.
I got to figure out my rank later because I mean he's a lieutenant and he's on the comms. So I mean just for later, just for later.
Tassan. Yep. You are the chief science officer on the vessel now.
Oh, that's awesome. I need to get a blue shirt.
That sounds great. I think that's a great idea.
Great. Blue shirt. Putting it in
Kata,
my
hand. You are the chief security officer, if that is appropriate.
That's a red shirt.
You have my thanks.
I'm honored. Tassan, go ahead and put the lieutenant back on comm. Jadis, take us in.
Good.
Go full speed at this point, and we'll keep running evasive action on the computers, and Tassan, keep scanning.
Okay.
Lieutenant Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me some information about your background. What planet are you from? We're just trying to ensure and validate that you are who you say you are. And where did you do your military training?
Wait, what?
Lieutenant Lewis, we're trying to validate. You have a prison situation where you're claiming there's a riot. What if you're a prisoner that's actually taken the bridge We'd like to, one, understand what planet you're from, where you took your military training, and get some understanding of that information so that we can help triangulate that you're who you say you are.
Well, I started in the Scouts and then wound up doing prison ship duty.
Gotcha. And what planets were you trained on and who did you serve under?
I did some training in Essa with the Scouts. And I served under a bunch of people. So which one? I mean, you want the whole list of everybody I served under?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Is that really necessary? Dude, you have my ship's ping stuff, right?
We
do. I can send
we
you
do.
My... Here's a manifest. I can send you a manifest.
Do you have a video signal you can send us? A video or any kind of...
With the... He's like, yeah, with the current power situation, I don't think that's going to work.
Okay.
I know I don't sound that way, but he's still fluctuating in his...
No, got it. Do you have any other suggestions how he can confirm that you're truly who you say you are and in control of the vessel?
So this is... I'm trying to think. What are other ways? So I can give you my identification, personal identification number.
Okay.
But so he transmits you that thing. But I don't know if that's going to do you any good here.
Yeah.
So I turn off the comm real quick, push the button to turn off the comm. Gentlemen, I don't know how we're going to be able to triangulate this without getting eyes on this thing, because we don't have the database or the information.
Yep.
I mean, he sounds
out of game, legit. You could ping, you know, the space station or something and try to confirm it that way.
Yeah, to see if they recently left.
Yeah, is there going to be a big time delay to do that, though?
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of a time delay, but...
It'll take us 60 minutes just to get to the ship. Because it's going to take us 7 or 10 minute rounds. It'll take us 7 rounds to get there. As we
each round is only 6 minutes.
Oh, 6 minutes. Okay, so it'll be about 40 minutes. So yeah, let's try that then. Sasan, go ahead and see if you can contact the base, and then tell them that they've got a prison ship that recently docked there and that they're in distress.
On it. I'll do all that.
So I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
Oh, go ahead.
Any other ideas?
Oh, we just got to be super careful. I think we have to help them, but we got to be super careful.
Agreed. Yep, totally agreed.
This one believes that if we board, we should send a scouting party ahead of time before why the ship is guarded.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
As the new, and he kind of looks quizzically, chief off security officer. I volunteer my clause for that assignment.
That's what they call a battlefield promotion, Qatar.
We are honored by your volunteering, and Jadis, perhaps you could go with him when we get closer.
I think that would be wise.
Go ahead, Jadis. Sorry.
I was going to say I'm gonna make plans to load up my ACR, and I'm focused on stun grenades, which I have a pretty good inventory of that at this point, and I've got a stun pistol.
And Jadis, I'll be right back. I'm going to go to my cabin. I'm going to bring you something.
Pain Captain.
Now, he did send you the ship manifest too, right, which has crew and all that stuff.
So and inmates and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, if you want to look through that, you're welcome to, and I can give you some high-level information.
Yeah, Tassan, look through it. Let us know what you find out.
Yep, on it.
Kane, okay. Captain.
Yes.
Can this one retrieve my weapon from the armory?
Yes, totally. Once you're a crew member, you can absolutely do that. In fact, please go get it immediately. And if you need anything else, I've got other equipment that you might want to take with you. I've got some different hardware and equipment to give you.
Yeah, because I signed on as a passenger, so my gear is actually stowed. Yep. So is that locked with the code from the captain to unlock? I imagine so.
Actually, the steward has the code. I also have a code, so does Jadis.
I'll go to Buzz then. So I'm going to set the turrets to automation, right, in the time I'm gone, right?
Yep.
In case something attacks us, and I'm going to go quickly as fast. And so you see a Qatal tear out of the room like he's on a... there's no...
As you start to tear out of the room, I turn to you and say... Qatal, please don't please don't upset the passengers. I ask if you just walk carefully as you go through the passenger in the common area.
You see me stiffen a little bit, and then I straighten my back up, and I formally walk out, like, very measured. Perfect. Like I'm trying to contain myself.
Captain Kane, he's a great hire. I'm just going to tell you. Did you see
I
that?
I totally agree.
He's so professional.
Yeah, he's amazing. I'll be right back. Jadis, I come out of my stateroom and I walk into the bridge and I hand you the carapace armor. Here, you're going to need this.
It's been a while, but yes, I think you're right.
Hey, yep. Captain Kane, I'll get my own stun gloves. Don't worry.
You're staying right here with me, buddy.
Oh, great.
Exactly.
I'm so happy
We're letting
right
the
now.
Professionals do what they do correctly.
Oh, I was worried. I was worried you were going to make me go on the ship and use my stun fist and
you are our last resort, sir. But realize you are the final, you know, standing point.
That's,
if we're overwhelmed.
Okay, I got a body pistol still that you gave me from Yance.
That's good. Hopefully it's not loaded.
No. I mean, it's not on the bridge.
Thank God. I saw you shoot.
That would be wrong.
Mason, I'm going to go find Buzz and walk up to him as quickly as I can walk without running.
Okay.
And I'm going to look in my... This one demands my weapon immediately.
So when you come running up, he's... Kind of
I'm not running. I'm fast walking because I was...
You come power walking up to Buzz. He looks at you and he's in the kitchen. And he's... demands his weapon. You have authorization to get your weapon. I don't hear anything from the captain about you getting a weapon.
So he gets a kind of a fierce look in his eyes. Kane Captain demanded it immediately.
So he looks at you... Have you, out of game captain, have you notified Buzz of this?
I mean, Buzz knows that he's now a crew member and he's part of the crew. I have not communicated to Buzz to unlock weapons in the room.
Yeah. Okay, I forgot about that. So yeah, Buzz's like, okay, so he goes, he takes you over to the locker and lets you get all your stuff.
All my stuff, meaning my one item.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to grab...
As you get the one thing, you walk off, he looks back in the locker and looks at you. Is that it? All you got in there? One thing?
This is all this one needs to accomplish his mission. And he over to his shoulder and hustles back to the... he will try to conceal the force axe because it's a big axe, right? As neatly as he can as he walks through the main passenger area. I will try, but I'm sure they noticed a giant 6.5 foot tall running out, grabbing his sword and coming back. I don't think there's any way... all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so you come walk on the bridge with the force axe?
Yes.
Chitaw, that's very impressive. Can you use a firearm?
This one can.
Great. Come here with me. Follow me real quick. I take you over to my cabin and I...
As you're in the bridge, there's a buzz. You hear like a ping and Buzz comes over the comm. Hey, Captain, I got a question for you here. Are you in a bridger?
Yeah, what's up?
We got an armed Qatar running around the ship here. You know, hey, he's part of the crew and all that, but we got a guest who's seen this, and he seems to be, like, he's in a hurry. Maybe something's going on, and, you know, William, may tell everybody.
Yeah, let the crew know that we've arrived in Vishnu, that there is another ship that has a distress signal, that we are going to go and monitor the situation. But the crew is, passengers are completely safe. Please break out maybe some wine or perhaps some of the champagne. Please serve some hors d'oeuvres and in general keep people calm. And if you can, maybe give them lunch a little earlier. That might make them something to focus on.
Okay. I'll see what I can do about it.
Thank you, sir. I trust you as an incredibly skilled steward. Chitaw, come with me real quick. Can I hand you an ACR? And I hand you some stun grenades, and I look at my armor, and I look at you, and I'm like, we got to get you some better armor when we land. This isn't going to work. You're not going to fit in my shirt.
So probably the first trace of humor, he kind of smiles a toothy grin, and he says, no, this one will not fit in that.
No. also, I don't know if it'd be helpful... Tassan has this silencing device. I don't even know how it works. I just know he turns it on sometimes in the room. I don't know if that'd be helpful if you go onto the ship, but I'd have to ask Tassan about it. It's his.
I'm going to look a little confused at the ACR. So
Oh, show you how to use it?
Yeah, because
yeah.
Katal weaponry is real simple, right? This is high tech for him.
Yeah, have you ever fired a heavy weapon? Are you trained in heavy weapons?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, okay, not heavy. I have, out of character, I have gun combat zero, not heavy weapons.
Okay, I tell you then, don't use the grenade launcher, because that's going to go badly and you might hit Jadis. So don't use the underslung grenade launcher, but here's the firing mechanism. I pop the clip out, empty it. I check the, make sure it's empty. I show you the firing mechanism. I walk you through how to fire it. I show you how to turn the safety on and off. I show you the aiming system. You actually have an infrared aiming system. And I kind of walk through it. And then I hand you basically three clips and say, good luck. And then here's some just standard stun grenades. I give you two stun grenades.
Thank you, sir.
You know what? Actually, you're going on a prison ship. I hand you four stun grenades.
Okay. I'm writing on my sheet right now.
Captain Kane, when you come back to the bridge, I got information for you.
Yeah, Tassan, what's up?
So, the Lieutenant Lewis's ID number checks out. The captain of the ship is Captain Heston.
Okay, cool.
And I can confirm, as we've gotten closer, that the ship is definitely having power problems. I was able, with the sensors, to lock in and see the, I can see the power fluctuations. Yeah, something's wrong with their drives.
Can you tell yet if they're venting anything, or can you isolate any kind of like an external damage versus an internal event?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Haven't seen anything that would indicate they're venting anything.
Okay.
And he hasn't seen anything that would indicate external damage.
Okay, cool. Jadis, assessment, what do you recommend? Continue forward, or what do you think?
Have we seen everything we can see around the ship at this point? Because at this point, I really want to circle and keep looking for anything unusual, any like scoring on the hull, or you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, real quick. There was brief mention of possibly trying to ping the local authorities. Did you guys do that?
Yeah, I asked Tassan to go ahead and attempt to contact them.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because I'm going to hand wave the time frame. Not hand wave, but kind of GM rule the time frame to get the information back. So I'm saying so far you guys have been going about 20, 25 minutes.
Okay. And Tassan asked for that info a little while ago. We're just waiting, right?
Yeah, he would have done it. I'm assuming that the initial role play you did was kind of real time, and he sent it out.
Yeah.
Progressing. We can progress as close to the ship as you guys want to.
Yeah, Jadis, I agree with your assessment. So we just want to circle the ship and visual observation, and then...
Yep, so basically we're navigating around the ship, and we've got beams of light, you know, kind of playing across the hull. Looking for anything unusual, any scoring, any compartments that have been vented, like an explosion, anything like that.
Okay, so when you get, about the time you get to the ship, mm-hmm. right, where you're close enough to visually look out the window and yep. try to ascertain this stuff, yep. That's when you get a response back from the local authorities, and I'm using the time frame of drama.
Right. Right, that's fine.
Yeah, and it comes back confirming the manifest. So what they do is they just send you, here's the, because you sent, we're saying, hey, we got this distress call, here's the ship. Can you please confirm the ship's identity and whatnot? So they send back to you confirming all that information, like the lieutenant, his ID, the manifest, as far as the crew goes. They don't know. They can't tell you the crew manifest because they probably pick people up, right?
Before
they
came here.
But the inmate manifest. But the crew manifest, that's consistent and it lines up. So
perfect. Okay, Jadis, unless you have anything else, I'd recommend that we go ahead and confirm that we're gonna dock with them. Do you concur?
One feels like we should do a scan of the area before we make ourselves immobile. Sitting prey in a dock.
Jadis, if you're going to do that, we need you to do an accelerated scan. So you need to rush it a little bit.
Okay. So, I mean, the two things, do we need two rolls? Do we need, so we want to scan the area.
I apologize. Just on, actually, let me ask a quick question out of game. Stan, does Jadis have electronics comm?
I have electronics at 0.
Okay, cool. What's your intelligence?
My intelligence is plus 0.
Yeah, we probably want Tassan to do the scanning.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tassan, go ahead and run a quick scan, an accelerated scan, and accelerate the time frame.
I think there's a LIDAR. What are you trying to scan again?
I think there's a LIDAR scan, which is more like a LIDAR or whatever. I think that's a quick burst out to see if there's ships.
So you're looking for all other ships and things.
Yeah.
Well, that was what I that was what Ahatal was saying was.
No, I think that's
great. Want a ship hiding behind this other side or whatever.
Or even the other side of the prison ship itself. So I want to make sure we do a circuit around the ship and make sure there's not.
Yep.
I only ask so I know what information to give you whenever you inevitably blow.
How about whatever information we need not to get stuck? That's what we're asking for.
I was going to give you all the information to help keep you stuck. All right, so roll it up. Give me your electronic sensors check. And you're speeding it up, right? How much are you going to speed it up?
Mason, what's the categories to go from D10 minutes? Yeah.
So if you move it up to go faster, it's a dice modifier -2. And you reduce it by one time increment. And so it's 1d10 minutes, so it would just go to 1d minutes.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I think you can only speed it up by one time increment, I believe. Yeah,
then we'll do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I rolled a 7.
Okay. So you rolled a 7, and you don't pick up any other ships in the area. Okay. This seems to be the only one.
Tassan, that includes our... Sorry, Bailey, that includes a +1 for the scanning system, right?
Oh, that would be an 8 then.
Perfect, so you made it.
Okay. Yeah, you still don't pick up any ships in the area.
Okay. I think then we just need to go ahead and dock. Let's contact the lieutenant and let's go in slow.
Hey, okay. Captain Kane, do ships like ours, can we get a towing cable on them or something?
I don't think we're going to be towing them, Tassan. I think we need to help them repair the ship.
I'm just trying to figure out how not to go on the ship with all the prisoners.
No, I get it. We just need to be really careful.
Okay.
Do not fear, Cub. We'll protect you.
Lieutenant, so, I pushed the comm channel.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I know Chris isn't here today, but he's on board, and he made a couple of rolls. He did, one of the things he did was a tactics naval role. And so he's helping out with all this process. Something he would point out is that, he's identified a number of potential docking points.
Mm-hmm. As the engineer.
Mm-hmm. There's the main intake area. There's the maintenance hatches. There's emergency airlocks. You have the port for the auxiliary craft. And there's a cargo bay. And one of the more difficult ones is the life pods, because he points out you would have to eject a life pod to open that up, but that's another way onto the ship.
Gotcha. Lieutenant, I opened the comm signal. Lieutenant Lewis?
Oh, yep, this is me. Captain Kane?
Yeah, this is Captain Kane. The Cat's Claw is here. We're ready to render aid. What do you recommend as the best plan that we could potentially go to your engineering deck, hope look at a potential repair? I'm concerned about your captain being cut off. What's the state of the rioting? Anyway, what do you recommend?
Well, we've got something to the effect of 500 inmates on board, which all took advantage of the chaos. The surviving guards are currently locked up here in the bridge with me, or hopefully down in the barracks where I'm hoping the captain made it to. The riot's still underway. All of our security measures are currently not operational. I'm sure you've noticed, based on the quality of the comms, we're operating on insufficient power. We can't get to the computer room or the main engineering room to attempt to fix it.
What's the fastest docking point? My engineer here has identified a number of possible locations to dock with you. What's the best one, the maintenance hatch to get to engineering, or what's the fastest path?
Cargo bay is probably the closest to engineering, but I imagine that's probably where you might run into a lot of inmates too.
What about is there other options like the maintenance hatch that might be more discreet where we could avoid a conflict?
That would probably be more discreet, but that I imagine that'll be a very difficult thing to do.
We have a great pilot. Okay. Are you guys currently being threatened, or do you have time? We're trying to understand our clock here.
We got the blast resistant portals closed on the bridge, so we're safe, but we're stuck.
Gotcha.
The open floor, we're facing, you know, several hundred inmates.
Yep, got it. Okay, cool. So stay there. Please, we'll keep the comm open. If you have an emergency, contact us. We're going to see if we can dock carefully at the maintenance port. Maybe we can get to engineering, do an assessment, and then initiate some repairs that might at least let you get back to the spaceport where we could get additional aid.
Okay.
Does that seem reasonable?
Hey, any help is better than nothing. If we can get our systems back online, we can let the gas go and knock everybody out.
Gotcha. So if we get engineering up and running.
Assuming that's where the problem is. I'm kind of taking a shot in the dark there since it happened and then I was driven into the bridge.
Gotcha. And you don't know what the initiating event was?
No idea.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get eyes on it.
So off this channel, privately to Admiral Kane. Kane, do we have schematics that we could look at the ship to see if there's what the best path to get to engineering? Perhaps we could put together a plan to see if we could make a beeline towards the engineering department and try to avoid any other entanglements.
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion. Lieutenant Lewis, do you have schematics or any kind of information that you can send us in terms of maps inside the ship that would be helpful?
Yeah, I can pull up and send you what I've got available.
Perfect. Tassan, once you get that, could you put it in the overhead and the heads-up display so you can push it proactively to Kata and to Jadis when they get on the vessel so as they're moving they can see it in their heads-up?
Yep, I'll push it real good.
Perfect. Thank you, Tassan. Don't bang out, bang, bang. Sorry. Okay. It's our theme song.
That's right.
Okay. That was a pre-game discussion that we had, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Cool.
You think there's women that listen to our podcast?
Fair point.
So you guys want to dock. You want to, there's maintenance hatch. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah. And then Jay, just take it slow. Just take your time so we can dock this thing carefully.
Captain Kane, remember, I'll give my goggles to Kata, the ones you bought for us, or you give him your goggles. I have my own personal goggles. Those goggles, maybe they could drop some
smoke. Oh, night vision. Yeah, great idea.
They could drop some smoke on the prisoners.
Oh, that works great idea.
Silene.
Okay, I'll be right back. I'll get the goggles. I'm going to get yours as well. Hey, does your little sciencing device, could that be helpful to them, or is that installed?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, no, it's like a little thing. It's like a little circle glow.
I'll grab that too. Okay, so I go back in our room. We're right outside the door, our room is, and I come back in. Jadis, I hand you, Irene, my laptop with the AI in it in case you need to connect up to anything.
Thank you.
And then I hand you the light intensifier goggles, and I hand Kata you the LI goggles, and there's two smoke grenades each. So if you throw these, it'll create smoke, and you can only you guys can see through it with the goggles.
That will be efficient for boarding.
Yep.
You're going to get who's still on the bridge right now?
It's just Tassan, Katao, Jadis, and myself.
So you guys.
The engineering.
Kata, this is me speaking to my...
Hold on. Okay. You get a comms coming from the Altron. This is Lieutenant Lewis. I was able to temporarily get a comms with the barracks, and it sounds like we managed, before we got holed up in these locations, we managed to get most of the prisoners trapped in their blocks. But so we're not, I know not all 500 are loose, but I don't know exactly how many are free. But it's, I don't know if that helps or not, but.
No, it definitely helps. It means we're at least
less than 500, greater than one. All right.
And it sounds like we got the blast doors closed for where the airlocks and the life pods and our auxiliary vehicles are, so they couldn't get off ship.
But that's good.
I don't know about other locations.
Gotcha. We'll be careful then. Really appreciate the heads up and keep communicating. This is really good. Jadis, take us in.
All right. Very good.
All right, Jadis, what are you going to attempt to dock with? Because you got your main intake, you got maintenance hatches, emergency airlocks.
Did we determine which one would be most advantageous to get to engineering?
Yeah, the maintenance hatch is what we said.
Yeah, the closest, based on the schematics, would probably be...
cargo bay.
Cargo bay.
But
that's also likely a place they would be congregating because it's a large open space. There was maintenance hatches that I think you guys talked about, but that's the only two I remember.
Yeah, I think, keep me honest, Mason, when we talked to the lieutenant, he said that cargo bay was the closest, but there's probably going to be a lot of people down there. It could be a large number of prisoners down there. We don't know. And then maintenance hatch was another option, but it'd be a little difficult to dock there, but it would be the second best option.
Yeah. And as the pilot, you would like, you know, cause it is a game. You're looking at a 12 difficulty to dock with the maintenance hatches.
Ooh, wow.
Cause they're very small and the ship is not perfectly stationary.
Yeah.
In space. So
can he take his time to improve his roll or whatever? Just curious. Yeah, so I got a curiosity.
If you take your time, you get a +2 to the dice modifier.
Okay.
It takes longer to get onto the ship.
So my pilot spacecraft is a 2 plus my, I presume it's dex. Would that be right?
That's correct.
It would be +1, so that's +3.
Does our ship have any pluses with the holographic controls?
Take your time, it's +2 more, so you'd have +5.
Five.
And then I'm looking at the controls, I'm looking. The holographic controls give us an initiative bonus, but not a piloting bonus.
Oh, man.
I'm looking at our software. Hold on. No bonuses on the software.
With the plus, so
plus
five.
Yeah, you just need a 7 or higher. Yep.
And we should do it.
A routine,
I think we should too.
Normally, it takes you like a D6 minutes, but because this one, and it's a 6 plus, you know, just to dock with two ships, but that's when two ships are actively attempting to dock with each other. This is a 12 because you're trying to dock with it.
Yep.
It's still a D6 minutes. So if you want to bump it up to a D6 times 10 minutes, right, then you would get a +2 to your dice roll.
Yeah, I would.
Let's think about that. D6 times 10 would be an average of 30. That'd be at 35 minutes on average.
To take dock your time. With
it. Yeah, that's taking your time.
If you got the time, then let's do that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's a major time crunch. Like they're sealed away.
Yeah.
Yep. So as soon as Jada starts that, Tassan will buckle in. He'll click, click, click.
Yeah, that's a good point. We need to let the passengers know. Let me go over the comm. Ladies and gentlemen, passengers of the Cat's Claw, this is Captain Kane. We will be docking with a vessel to render aid. If you could please return to your staterooms and get in your landing chairs. I will let you know when you can get out of your landing chairs. We greatly appreciate it. And I will be assisting these other individuals. Thank you.
And you, it's safe for you to assume that Buzz is helping facilitate that.
That's perfect.
Okay, so if I did the math correctly, there'd be a +7 and a target number of 8, depending on where you want to put.
No, target number is 12.
Target numbers are 12, and you got a +5.
All right, sorry. So it's a target number is 12, and it's a +7 then.
You're +5. +2 for your pilot, +1 for your dex, and then you're +2 for taking time, so you're +5.
Okay, I thought it was +4. Okay.
And if you want, I think everyone had a banked boon at one point. I cannot remember if you used yours.
I spent mine already.
Yeah.
I have mine, but I haven't used it.
All right, here we go.
Come on, baby.
Come on. I got a natural 11.
Whoa. That's Jada's Gant, baby.
Woo! Jada's Gant. +5. Nice. That's going to be.
You do a little flourish, like
the
a little
warrior
barrel.
Priest.
Yeah.
Probably prayed.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you.
I light a little incense on the. I got a little brazier as incense is coming.
It takes you takes you 30 minutes to do that, too.
All right.
You come in nice and carefully, nice and slow.
That was
match perfect. Match its your orbit around it with its rotation. And I don't know if I'm using correct space terms, but you get into geosynchronous orbit with the flibble the job parts. And
sounded good till then.
Yeah, and you manage to connect your docking port or tube, whatever you call it, to the side of the vessel. Mm-hmm. You have one of those things, like the because they've got two different kinds, right? They've got like a soft one. And they have like a hard one that extends out. Do you know which one?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you know which one?
Yep. Nope.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We have the
we're gonna use some PM magic and we won't worry about it right now and then we'll figure it out later.
That's fine.
Since the vessel is not attempting to stop you from boarding.
Mason, is there any turret ports that were docked, right? Which ones are facing outward? Are there any ports that are facing outward to space?
Or on your ship?
On our ship, yes.
Is it on the deck plan you got?
The turrets aren't on the deck plan where they're physically located. We need to figure that out.
I'm assuming the turrets were mounted like top and bottom.
Yeah, totally.
They have like a full 360 pivot.
Actually, you know what? I apologize. So the on the deck plan, which you can't see when I do this, they're on the right and left, and the last one's on the top.
And it looks
so one's right side, one's left side, and the other one's on the top of the ship.
Okay, so
and it looks like the port is right by your room, actually. Actually, right by Buzz's room. Buzz and yours room. There it looks like the spaceport is right there.
The airlock's at 28.
The airlock's at 28. Oh, it's at the back of the ship. Okay.
Yeah, it's in the back of the ship.
So we're gonna be our nose is gonna be out then if we're connected.
That is correct.
So the reason I ask is whatever turrets are out, I'm gonna leave on like the auto thing to active if anything comes near. Unless you correct me, Captain Kane.
No, I'm actually going to take your chair, so I'm going to hop in your chair.
Okay.
When you leave, but the other one's on auto. Sounds perfect.
So I stand up, I do a half bow, I will do you honor, and I leave the room with my axe out.
And as you're leaving, I say, Kata, you're the head of security. However, Jada Scant is the second in command, so please defer to him on the mission. But you will make sure the safety of the crew. Mason, out of game, I would kind of want the engineer to go because we're supposed to repair the engineering system. Can we have him go, or do you want him to stay on the ship?
He'll go.
But he'll stay at the back.
We'll say he's staying in the back, and he did actually roll up
some stats.
Crossbow.
Some stats. He gave me like 12 crossbow rolls.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
He was prepared.
Yeah. He rolled up some skills.
Let's start at the highest and work our way down. That's just for easy accounting.
Just to screw with him and you, I'd give him a couple of smoke, which I'm sure he didn't think about. Unless he did roll some smoke rolls.
No, he was assuming he's staying on the ship, but we can bring it. Also, that we could say you get in there and you can do a remote link for him somehow.
Okay, you call the ball on that. Either one will do either way.
Ultimately, the end result's the same because since he's not here, I don't want to put him in harm's way.
Understood. That makes sense. So that's the case, then, then we'll keep him on the ship, but you guys hook up the computer locally, and then we'll have him run the engineering portion to the computer link.
Yep. Nice.
Kata, I say as we gear up to leave the ship.
Yes.
What is your preferred strategy? Do you like to go? Would you like to go first, I presume? Or how would you like to proceed? Marching order.
This one would like to close the gap as quickly as possible. I would prefer to be up front.
Up front. Very good. I've got your back.
Kata and Jadis, given that the two of you are going in without additional backup, Tassan, I want you and I to move into the maintenance hatch, try and get a computer connection into the electrical system, allow you to hack in to try and get visuals for these guys so you can try and give them a heads up while they're moving through the ship.
Got it.
Do you want to? I'll go with you down there. We'll have.
Do we need somebody on the comms of the ship?
Yeah.
I guess I can patch it to this. I guess I can patch it to there. That
actually, if you're comfortable, I'll stay on the bridge. I'll run comms run gunnery, and then you head down there. I know you got to do it right now. We need myself and Ruben in engineering and me here. So you're gonna have to go down there and at least patch in that tube after they secure it.
Okay.
So, Tassan, you're going down with us to the entrance?
But he's not.
The entrance.
And I lean over to you quietly, Kata, and I whisper in your ear, do not get him in a firefight, because he is not good.
Oh, let me go get my stun fist real quick. Hold on.
that sounds good. Do not give him a gun.
And my Diplo vest. And my Diplo vest.
Excellent.
Yes. Take
my cloth vest. It's better than the Diplo vest.
Okay.
This one suggests that we seal the airlock and do not open it unless you have visual confirmation we are there.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. I think let Tassan get a hacked link in there to the comm system so he can come back on the bridge, but let him hack in so at least he can give you video feeds and any kind of information. It might be helpful. And he could unlock doors remotely and things like that if you get to bulkheads.
We can guard him until he accomplishes that task.
Perfect.
Okay, so who's Go ahead.
I'll go through the airlock.
All right. Who else is going through the airlock?
And I am following him.
I guess I'm last, just to make the connection.
To San, the minute we step out, I'm going to seal it and over the comm. So wait until we clear hostiles.
You got it.
So you go through the air. You go through the little hatch. You get up to now. You get to the maintenance hatch, and now you've got to get it open.
All right. Now, by the way, I'm wearing full carapace armor, right? So, does that negatively modify my dexterity and whatnot? I'm guessing, or
it does not. Not carapace.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So, is it an electronic thing, or is it a manual? So
if you've got a means to hook into it electronically, you can hook up a remote computer and try to pop it open that way.
Yeah, I have my laptop with me.
Okay. There's.
Oh, are you coming with us to San outside the airlock?
Yeah, that was the plan, right? So then I could hook into the. Isn't that the plan to hook into it?
That is correct.
What I wanted to do was go through, make sure there's not someone waiting on the other side, and then let you through.
Okay, that's fine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You want me to
totally wait for that? Yeah.
So if you can unlock it,
there's a space where Tassan can get by the door and he can try to run.
You can unlock it, but immediately get on their side and close because there could be people right on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I agree with that.
Okay, so give me a electronics computers. Check.
To what am I doing?
Electronics computers, and this is going to be a 10 because this is a prison ship, so they're a little heightened level of security for these things.
All right, and let me see here.
For you is probably nothing.
No, I mean, it's a hard roll. I'm just making sure that I think I have on my...
Could the lieutenant not open it for us?
Are you asking me this question?
I'm asking on my comm dot or whatever communication. I guess we have intercoms.
You guys have intercoms.
I'll comm the lieutenant then based on Kata's request. Lieutenant, they're at the maintenance hatch. You successfully docked. Can you open the port so they can move through?
With our power fluctuations, I don't have access to those ports because they're all kind of fall under our security features.
Understood.
And give you an access code.
That'd be very helpful.
All right.
Nice. And you can talk and have a boon because I was wondering if anybody was going to ask him for an access code. So Katakan and Boon, good call. So he gives you an access code to get on.
Okay. Then I probably don't need to roll if we have the access code.
You don't need to roll.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take that roll from you.
No, that's fine.
That was awesome.
And you don't even need your computer because there is a panel there. You can just punch in there and you punch your access code in.
So if that's the case, get on the other side of the airlock, close the door, and then we'll punch the code in.
Nice. So you boop, 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 punch in the code, and you can hear like the door releasing, and you go to pull it open, and that's, I think, where we're going to call it for this
dun, dun.
And we'll do the next episode.
You should have said, and there's a click of a bolt gun, and then we end this.
No! Right, yeah.
But yeah, so that's where we'll end this episode. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Episode 17.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
everybody.
Thank you.
All right, Traveler out. So this has been a Dice Haven podcast. Learn more at dicehaven.com and please rate, like, and review us wherever you get your podcast. We really appreciate it. Any background music and ambient sounds you hear are provided by tabletopaudio.com, with the exception of our intro music, which is stock media provided by Pond5. Thanks for listening.